Amazon takes the Pentagon to court. From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Amazon says it has officially filed a notice in court challenging the Pentagon's decision to award a $10 billion contract to rival Microsoft. Marketplace's Erica Barris has been following this. Erica, what's the latest here?
So to back up, the Pentagon had been searching for a cloud computing contract that lasts 10 years. This is the Joint Enterprise Defense Infrastructure, or JEDI, contract designed to modernize the Pentagon's computing infrastructure, and it's valued at $10 billion. It was expected that Amazon would get the contract, but then it was announced that Microsoft would get it. So Amazon's next step is now a lawsuit.
But I mean, these are competitive, you know, these awards are competitive. And from what I've heard, Microsoft in the end had a pretty good bid. So why does Amazon think it has a case?
Right. So on the surface, this does just appear to be two tech giants duking it out for a big contract. But there had been other companies bidding, and it was down to these two. In the statement yesterday, Amazon alleged unmistakable bias on the government's part, that bias being President Trump's regular and public criticism of Amazon. After the award was announced, the Defense Department's chief information officer denied that Trump or the White House influenced the JEDI selection process.
All right. Marketplace's Erica Barris, thanks. JCPenney is reporting its quarterly earnings this morning, just a couple of weeks after launching a brand new concept store not far from its headquarters in Plano, Texas. The store has been remade, the company says, to better mirror how customers live. There's a chill section for leisure wear, or on point for dressier clothes. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has more.
The new store has less stuff and more experiences. We're talking lounges, a barbershop, selfie studio, even yoga classes.
If necessity is the mother of invention, then desperation is the grandmother of innovation. And this is a company that has to take risks.
NYU marketing professor Scott Galloway says the troubled department store needs to diversify its offerings because clothing sales are on the decline. Consumers are spending more on experiences and gravitating away from the mall to hip enclaves.
What I would call sort of these artisanal shopping districts, and JCPenney's can bring that to parts of America where those neighborhoods aren't as readily available.
Forrester retail analyst Sucharita Kodali says it's a strategy that may appeal to shoppers, but
whether or not they're going to come to Penny's to do this remains to be seen.
She says even if the Penny's brand could successfully pivot to this model in one store, the company is already in such financial trouble, it might not have the resources needed to roll it out on a wide scale. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.
And let's take a look at the numbers. The FTSE in London is down 0.6%. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are up in the 2 to 3 tenths percent range, with the Dow future up 66 points.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate minority leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
The role of private equity investors, finance, in American society has changed over the decades. It's become more influential in economic life and in politics. Daniel Sulelis decided to look at this from the perspective of an anthropologist, since he is one. He's also a professor at Copenhagen Business School, and his book is called Songs of Profit, Songs of Loss, Private Equity, Wealth, and Inequality. Good morning.
Good morning.
So you decided to take an anthropologist's lens to Wall Street, to private equity. Why?
Well, it kind of became apparent to me that increasingly business decisions in America were being made by finance people, you know, people that didn't necessarily work in the specific industries that they were managing. And you could see it across a lot of different types of businesses, you know, Smithfield, Ham, Toys R Us, the, you know, website Deadspin. In one way or another, they've all been managed by private equity.
What does that mean for the role of private equity in business in our society then?
I think what it means is, like, insofar as we want to talk about work life, or we're talking about income inequality, or we're talking about, like, how the workplace should work, what role unions should be, there needs to be a recognition that, you know, across huge portions of the American economy, things are being managed by financiers as investments. And that leads to a lot of the fairly predictable problems that we have in companies.
I mean, what were corporations like before the rise of those ideas?
Well, I mean, you know, you don't want to get too romantic about, you know, the workplace and corporate life, but you can go back 50 or 60 years in America, and there was this idea that people would make a career there. Like, you know, there was something reliable about it. And you can also see this in the form of, like, retirement compensation people used to have. They used to have pensions. And, you know, this has been replaced with individual investment accounts that rise and fall with the stock market, and you're meant to carry with you from job to job.
You're describing sort of over the decades, there's been a shift in the power and the role in our society held by private equity. You also point out that you can see that in the connection between business and politics.
Yeah, I mean, I start the book off thinking about Mitt Romney because, you know, he makes his money in private equity. But, like, you know, he's the son of a guy who, he's the governor of Michigan. He's a presidential candidate. He served in Republican cabinets. This is George Romney. So, like, it's an elite family. And from generation to generation, what that elite looks like shifts. So there's this sort of, like, circulation between politics and elite managerial levels of private equity that, more than anything, I think is just indicative of the power that private equity has in society and the position it has managing a huge amount of wealth.
Daniel Soulelas is a professor at Copenhagen Business School and an anthropologist. His book is Songs of Profit, Songs of Loss, Private Equity, Wealth, and Inequality. It was good to talk to you.
Thanks so much for taking the time.
Our executive producer is Nicole Childers. Our digital producer is Miguel Contreras. Our engineer is Brian Allison. And our fellow is Erica Soderstrom. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.